الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: كان ابن لأبي طلحة رضي الله تعالى عنه يشتكي، فخرج أبو طلحة فقبض الصبي. We are still in this chapter of sabr, of exercising sabr and developing the quality to have patience and to forbear all hardships and difficulties if they do befall a person, to bear them properly and in the correct way. Here we are given an example of a lady, Umm Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was an embodiment of sabr. And there are many instances of her great qualities of how she exercised sabr. And this is for us to take a lesson, that when a lady could have so much of sabr, then we must also try and develop this quality. And when difficulties and hardships come, then we don't break down in front of them, but we exercise patience and we keep in mind the commands of Allah, no matter what difficulties and hardships we have to go through, but we keep in mind the command of Allah Ta'ala, and with full hope of that great reward from Allah Ta'ala in the Akhirat. So Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports this hadith and says, كان ابن لأبي طلحة رضي الله تعالى عنه يشتكي. That Abu Talha رضي الله تعالى عنه had a child, and the child had become ill. It was a small baby, the child was ill. فخرج أبو طلحة, and then Hazrat Abu Talha رضي الله تعالى went out for some of his work. According to other narrations, he was fasting also on that day, and for some work he had gone, and he returned a bit late home also on that night. فَقُبِضَ الصَّبِي, and then the child passed away in the interim. While he was not at home, the child had passed away. فَلَمَّا رَجَعَ أَبُو طَلْحَ, when Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu had returned, قَالْ مَا فَعَلَ إِبْنِي, which is natural, he asked, how is my child doing? What's the condition of my child? قالت أم سليم وهي أم الصبية. Then أم سليم رضي الله تعالى عنها said, and she was the mother of the child. That is, it was her own child, and there are two very important connotations to this, that she was the mother. The one is, any mother, how much she loves her child and how much feeling she has got. But in front what she has said, that shows how much sabr, that in spite of her own feelings, that we also have lot of feelings for something. But what is the command of Allah on the occasion, that we should see. Many times we give vent to our own sentiments, our own desires, and we don't see what is actually the command of Allah Ta'ala. On all occasions, we should see more than what our own sentiments and desires are, what the command of Allah Ta'ala is. And she was a mu'mina of that caliber, that even when her own child had passed away, but see how much of sabr she had exercised. The other is that Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the narrator of the hadith, was her stepson. So he's making it clear that this was my stepbrother, and she is the mother of the child. Huwa askan ma kana. Then the mother just said that he is very comfortable now. He is much more comfortable than what he was. He was ill, he was in difficulty, and now that he's passed away and he's a masoom child, he's gone into the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, so he's much more comfortable now. That is the reply she gave. We can well imagine, if a child is to pass away, forget a woman, a man also, we will look more forward to giving vent to our sentiments, and we would make it a big issue. As the husband will enter the house, we will be wailing, moaning, crying. We will be complaining, child is so sick and you are coming late home, you're not worried of your child, etc. But how she had controlled herself. فَقَرَّبَتْ إِلَيْهِ الْعَشَىٰ فَتَعَشَىٰ. And then she presented him his supper, and he ate his supper also. She did not even inform him. look at the priorities, the husband's rights which are there, that the husband, when he comes, he must be seen to. The child has passed away, it is one command of Allah, and how to handle it. And she has shown that at that time she didn't make that the major issue, but the husband's rights, he was fasting during the day, he got delayed also, he must be so hungry, so she gave preference. And this is what is known as Amr-e Hal, and it is a very high stage to understand what the command of Allah is at what time. And in spite of our sentiments and human beings, what feelings we got, we will always find fault in these things. But the right thing to do at that time is not an easy decision, and in making amal on it also is not so easy to see what is the right thing to be done. We have some examples like that with our people also, like one very pious lady, her son was getting married, and the father of the son, her son passed away, her grandson was getting married. So she did not make that the major issue. She said, nikah is sunnat, let it carry on. The funeral will also carry on, and the nikah will also carry on. Whereas we will perhaps want the nikah to be cancelled, etc. That at that time, now cancel, the funeral is more important. But these are, and there are ladies of that caliber even today. ثُمَّ أَصَابَ مِنْهَا. And then he even had conjugal relations with her. In other narrations it comes, at that time she beautified herself so much like she never beautified herself before. So naturally the husband will have great inclination towards her also. And she presented herself, and they had conjugal, they had sexual relations also on that occasion. فَلَمَّا فَرَغَ, and when they finished all that, called it, then she said, now وَارُوَى الصَّبِي, shroud this child now. In other words, the child has passed away, make arrangements for the funeral of the child now. And now go and make ghusl, kafan, dafan, everything, see to that now. And in front we read further that what had transpired. So we see the great sabr, and to understand what is Allah's command at that time. There are many commands of Allah directed towards us, but we give vent to our own feelings, our own aspirations, what we want done, what society wants. We usually want to do that, and we forget the command, we push the command of Allah under the carpet. Many a time we know what is the command of Allah, but we just sidestep it, and we don't give it that importance. And our own things, that we even find a proof in Quran and Hadith, that what we want to do, that is what we do. But to understand Amr-e Hal, priorities, is a great thing, and who Allah blesses, that person understands it, and then further, that person makes amal on it, which is not an easy thing. This is when iman is developed, then a person can do this. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.